This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm looking at it from the Browns lens of let's take it easy on change for we might have to trade Miles, and that might lead to a Denzel trade, that might lead to a Wyatt trade. So let's at least give them something familiar as we start to churn over this roster for the first meaningful time with core players, and maybe make good on what feels like a bit of a lie. Right. When Andrew Berry was asked about it on whatever June 6th or 7th of this year, I don't envision us moving on from any of our core pieces. Well, if you got to give something up to move forward, you might as well get something as well for fans. But I think the price point, the second that I realized, I think Nick might be lucky to get $3 million on $3 or $4 million as a running back. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was just like, all right, just do that. The fans are miserable. I don't know anybody knows.
On that note, it won't matter. The money won't matter at the end of the day if you're really going through a rebuild. But if you go down that road and you're going to use Nick Chubb as the piece on the promotional poster and basically like, hey, we did this as a way of basically saying we're sorry for everything that happened that was wrong, I would charge him more of a price if I was Nick Chubb.
I just think, can you imagine if you have to trade Miles because Miles decreed it? And then you let Nick Chubb go in free agency, and he has like a Derrick Henry year next year. I don't think it's going to happen. Can you imagine where Browns fans would be and your 3-14 again next year?
It wouldn't be great. Would analysis.
It took the air out of you. Wouldn't be great. 216.
I mean, you did it in such a big like movie theater theatrical way of like, can you imagine? And I'm like, yeah, no, wouldn't be great.
Yeah, the bad thing is I think we can both imagine, and that's why we're saying
wouldn't be great.
Let's go. Scott in Brecksville, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. So
yes, sir.
My take, I mean, I agree with Miles. If he wants to play for a contender, let him play for a contender. But that being said, though, I don't know about you guys, but I've been watching this for the better part of 25 years of my life. All of my memories are from 99 onwards, and hearing the word rebuild associated with this team, it makes me want to tear my hair out of my head, because let's say for argument's sake, we do trade Miles, Denzel, we go full nuclear, we do a rebuild. How confident are we that this regime, if we decide to keep Barry or we fire them and bring in somebody else, what makes you think that this rebuild is going to work when the last 3, 4, 5 rebuilds that we tried didn't work? I'm of the opinion that we should say, Miles, we understand where you're coming from, but go kick rocks. We're going to keep you here, get the team right, get the right quarterback, whether it's taking Sanders or waiting next year to get Arch Manning, that we have a Band-Aid for Flacco or Kirk Cousins. I'd rather at least go down fighting, knowing that we're trying to win now – because that's the ultimate name of the game. And besides, I don't think any of us thought last year that Washington would make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. If they could do that with Gene Daniels, why can't we do that here?
So there's a few things there, buddy. And we appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. One, Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud are the anomalies. They're also much higher graded coming out of college than Shador is or Cam Ward is. So that's one part of it. I kind of feel like this week was the shot across the bow for people who said, tell Miles to kick rocks. He's a Cleveland Brown. I think this week was just dipping the toe in the water of how uncomfortable it can get. And I think the hold his feet to the flame, he's got a contract, folks. I think that's a lot easier to say today than it is 4 months from now when Miles still might be making public comments, when Miles, if he hasn't relented, if he's still upset. And it can get a lot more personal than it is right now. Like, Miles, for everything,
right,
he said he still respected Andrew Berry, still respected, the Browns organization. He can lose that respect. That it can get real personal real quick, and there's no need to. I think where we've gotten in sports is it's not 30 years ago. If a player doesn't want to play.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here.
But we'll see. We'll see. Because Andrew Berry, the moment he trades him, Andrew Berry is going to be out of a job. I mean, it might not happen instantaneously. It might have to be a year from now after he trades him. And Andrew Berry knows that. He's not an idiot. And so he's going to cling on to this. He's not just going to do it in a week or two.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because I do think that this is playing a part in it. And that, I think, in the end, is what infuriates me most.
I can tell it's what infuriates you the most, and
because,
it should, because it's holding us, it's holding all of us back.
Yeah, well, it's holding us, it's holding the future of the Browns and the organization hostage.
Right.
So either Jimmy needs to get off his duff and go and say, "Hey, Andrew, just so you know, we give you this license to do this, and we're going to give you a couple years," or he lets him go. This would be the worst time to have the future of the Browns held hostage by either Miles or Andrew. And good organizations do move through these situations all the time. And this idea, I just think we've gotten to a point where you're selling something that the player is not buying. So understand that. Be respectful of the player. Be respectful of yourself. And be respectful of just plain out logic. I had some place I was going to go, but then you said that thing, and I kind of blacked out for a minute. Joe in Richfield, welcome to the show.
Hey, some pure for Myles Garrett. What year did he rip off Mason Rudolph's helmet and hit him in the head.
That's 2019.
What year was that?
It was 2019.
Right. What year did the idiot crash his car into a ditch and probably take himself out for about six games?
I think that was about 2022. I believe he played for a little bit more than that, though.
Yeah, but he played at about 50%. Trade him off, take the draft picks, give them to Andrew Berry, let him screw him up, and then have the Browns fade into anonymity. That's the only good thing for this team.
Well, Joe,
that's all I have to say.
You were succinct, Joe. And thank you for harshing our mellow here on a Friday.
You called him an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's a little out of pocket.
That was like, a little. That felt very personal.
Like, yeah, and
like,
it's
Miles
not.
Is trying to make a decision in his best interest at this point.
Like, I continue to come back to, if we're going to start hurling insults, there's an obvious place to hurl them at. And I just,
it's called Twitter.
I'll be honest with you. Andrew Berry hasn't damn near broken his ankle for you, the fans. Kevin hadn't done that. The Haslams haven't done that. These are people who have enriched themselves coming to our town and making money off of our favorite team. Miles has put sweat equity into this. I'll just be honest. Joe, love you, buddy. Appreciate you calling us. That's flat out disrespectful. I cannot tolerate. And I have said some things about Miles that I've since not been a huge fan of. That I've said, you know what, maybe I went too hard on Miles. So I'm not saying that I'm above this kind of thing. I've gotten passionate about it too. But like, let's try and remain respectful of a guy who he's being the reasonable one in an unreasonable situation where he's been put through the ringer and he's put his ass on the line for us physically. More than anybody else that we're talking about in this power dynamic.
Yeah, but that is truth to the idea that this week did a number for a lot of fans when it came to Miles. Everyone thought that Miles had the upper hand here. We just took a call that a guy called him an idiot.
216-474-0092. Barry, David, Matt, Travis, more from you guys. More on the... In the NFL, most compelling usually leads to most complaining. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.